Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers, lay your
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag Episodes. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we play your voicemails and talk about our favorite show, The Torkelsons. I cannot get over that. Should we get into some voicemails?
We have a email.
Oh.
Uh-huh. This is a anonymous
email.
Says, hello. Since so many news stories have been about crazy things that happen on flights, I thought it would be a great time to highlight that flight attendants at almost all the major airlines are currently in negotiations for better pay and work rules. That's right.
Good.
Since COVID, people have really lost it when it comes to air travel, and flight attendants have really taken the brunt of it. Yeah, I can't imagine. Pilots are safe behind the flight deck door, and agents board the passengers onto the plane, and then we as flight attendants are trapped 30,000 feet in the air with hundreds of passengers who could pull one of these stunts at a moment's notice. I'm not sure about all airlines, but American Airlines flight attendants contract expired in 2019,
They
have not received a raise since then.
That's crazy.
And at that time, the job has done a complete 180. It went from a total dream job with the occasional crazy passenger story to a nightmare of being overworked, underpaid, and blamed for everything that goes wrong, from screaming babies on flights to weather. So keep us in mind when you hear all of this craziness. At APFA Unity is an excellent source of information on this topic if you're interested. I thought I would just share this, since every time a plane story is brought up on Binbo News, I get triggered.
Oh no.
Love the show.
Yeah, you guys should definitely get raises. My God.
Yeah, it must suck, like, now having to deal with these people. And then, like, people complain to you, like,
yeah.
Why is this person yelling? Why can you make that baby shut up? Like, why? Like, flight attendants don't have control over anything.
Yeah, or when they complain about, like, delays.
Right.
And you're like, I actually don't control the weather or the other airplanes. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what you want me to do.
The pilot. I'm not the weather.
Yeah. It's just, God, I feel so bad for flight attendants.
I know,
so
it sucks.
Yeah. One time I will say I thought it was a little much. Or maybe it wasn't. You guys tell me what you think. This couple behind me on a flight brought donuts for all of the flight attendants.
Whoa.
I thought it was really nice, but it was also like, okay, we get it. You're the best passenger.
Yeah. I mean, that is very nice.
It was very sweet.
Because how often
also
do you see people giving flight attendants gifts or anything? Probably
right.
Never.
Yeah. You know, in Hawaii, every time I've ever been on a flight to Hawaii and there's I've seen like a Japanese family come on, I feel like, I don't know if it's a custom, but I always feel like I've seen them give presents to the flight attendants.
Oh, interesting.
Anyways, call in and let us know if you have a custom or if you give presents to flight attendants or if we should be giving presents to flight attendants.
That is a good thing to do.
Because also my thought was like, how do we know those donuts aren't poisoned?
Oh, right. I wonder if the flight attendants ate.
They did.
Oh.
They were eating them and gabbing with the guys behind me.
Yeah, how do we know they're not poisoned? I mean, how would you get poison into
Well, that's
airport?
What it is. I guess, like, you wouldn't get poison into the
right.
airport.
You got a controlled area in the airport.
But, like, what if they crushed up Ambien or something?
Right.
And put it in the donuts? I'm overthinking this, but
no, I didn't even think about that. If they're like planning on hijacking the plane,
right?
And drug the flight attendant so they are sleeping,
right?
So they
can't. Yeah. Well, that's, I was thinking about it the whole flight. I like turned to my boyfriend and I was like, I am like really thinking
like
about
watching
these donuts.
Them. Like, are they awake?
Yeah.
Are they awake? Are they slurring their words?
Yeah. Meanwhile, it was like this fabulous gay couple who was so nice and brought donuts
sure.
for like all the flight attendants. And they're just like sweet and nice and like being normal, like great people. And then I'm like overthinking, like, should I have brought donuts? Like, is it like, am I a bad person for not bringing donuts? Like, what are the stipulations of buying donuts? I don't know. So let us know. Should we be bringing donuts to flight attendants?
That is nice, though, to give them a gift or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into these voicemails.
Hey, web crawlers, listening to the most recent 90-day episode, and wanted to chime in about Allie, well, both of you, but Allie bringing up that she doesn't want to have sex after big dinners and after events and, like, forced sex. 100% agree with that. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have been together for 14 years.
Wow.
14 years this year, yeah. Wow. And it took us about 12 years to discover, and this seems like common sense, but... Have sex before the event. Have sex before dinner. It works every time. So,
just don't have sex.
A little bit of life advice. Guys, stay out there. Stay fucking.
Stay out there. Stay fucking.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I guess if you're like, if it's like date night or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? And then you can like, because you get all sweaty. Then you can, like, take a shower, you get ready, and then you go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Stay fucking.
Stay fucking.
Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers. It's Lisa from Southern California. I feel like I haven't called in a while. I've been keeping up with the show, and it's super enjoyable. I really love Bimbo News. You guys are kind of, like, my main news source at this point. So,
as we should be.
Yeah.
That's really good, I think.
It's good.
Yeah, I probably said this all before, but you guys get me through the day. I love hearing you guys banter and like, I love hearing the stories of the callers who call in. Glad to hear Becky's doing better. My heart goes out to her. I cannot imagine, and I just hope everything is well and it resolves in the best way possible. And also thinking about Floor, sorry to hear that recovery is rough, but really glad to hear that everything was a success and it can only get better from here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thinking of everyone in the community, didn't catch the name, but I want to thank the caller who was talking about like washing clothes when you first buy them. I forgot her name, but she mentioned getting super bruised from a pair of pants. That's like my biggest fear. I come from a family where like when we bought new clothes, we just wore them, like even underwear.
Yeah.
We were just like, well, they're new, right? So it's fine. But they could be totally covered in like, you know, chemicals from the factory, like dry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to wash stuff. I'm still kind of bad about washing things when I get them, but I'm making an effort to like start because you just don't know like where they've been before.
Yeah.
I was in Japan for January for like a few weeks.
That's fun.
With my friend. We went to Osaka.
Oh my God.
And a few of the surrounding cities. It was
That's
amazing.
Fun. Jealous.
Good food. The only downside This always happens to me. I got really, really bad traveler's constipation. I kind of always do, no matter where we're going. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of like my schedule gets interrupted and my body's like, well, no time to poop. It can get really bad. Japan was also particularly bad because we were just like travel, like every single day we got up and went to a new city or a new town. So I really felt like my body really just locked down. It got bad. My friend and I were like, oh my God, what do we do? Because it's been like, I want to say 4 days, maybe more. For me, that's not like that. That's honestly not the end of the world because I have IBS type B.
Me too.
But yeah, my friend was getting worried. So we were looking online.
I never poo.
And people online were saying to go to like one of the many 7-Elevens. They're great. They're all over the place. And get your...
Get an egg salad sandwich. Leave it out for a few hours.
Those egg salad sandwiches are They're so good.
I know.
Hey, guys. It's Lisa calling back to continue the Japan story. So I was really constipated. I mean, when am I not? But this was like even for me. And we went to 7-Eleven and we got some Coke Zero Plus. Now, I've been checking. I don't think you can get it outside of Japan. But it's made by Coca-Cola, and it has, like, some extra stuff in it that serves as, like, a mild laxative. Kind of like Miralax, I guess. But it was effective. Like, I've also seen online people who don't have, like, constipation issues will get it thinking it's, like, the same as Coke Zero, and then they'll be, like, mildly surprised. It's like a white bottle, and it's got, like, a logo of, like, a happy, like, stick figure person kind of cheering, probably because they're having good bowel movements. That's why they're happy.
It contains fiber.
And there's also other stuff, too. Like, in 7-Eleven, they have, like, this kind of fibery drink. Like, it's hard to describe, but it was kind of like an herbal tea, and it kind of tasted like bran. Like, not too bad. Like, not amazing, but not a bad taste. That helped too. And then for the flavorful option, there's a green juice type thing. Like it's like apple kiwi, like two types of green things juice. That's good for people who can't have like any caffeine. That tasted super good. So that all helped. And it was a good trip. So it's fun to let people know if you're constipated in Japan, look for some drinks at 7-Eleven if you don't want to, if like laxatives aren't working or if you don't want to take any more laxatives. Also, I like that you guys covered the woman who got scammed story. The woman who handed $50K to the CIA, quote unquote. I kind of agree. Like, I'm like, my heart goes out for her. That really sucks.
Yeah.
That happened. But also, I feel, I don't know, I'm not saying I'm immune to scams. Like, there's a scam for everybody. There's certainly scams for me. But I have a feeling, I don't know, I don't think it would get that far for me.
No.
My habit is like, if something's happening to me, I immediately start telling like everybody, like I start texting my roommate, my boyfriend, my parents.
Yeah.
So I feel like as soon as that happens, and even if the guy was like, don't tell anybody, I'd still like start texting people.
For sure.
I like, can't not
I'd
tell
be like,
people.
This crazy thing and is happening.
Like, they would like, no, that's not real. So that's like my advice, like if you think you're being scammed, just start telling your story to other people and they'll like talk you down or like let you know if it sounds unrealistic. In general, not answering.
All right, there's one more part.
That's crazy. It's Coke with fiber
Coke
in it.
Zero plus?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it meant for like constipation or is it?
I don't know. It's just Coca-Cola with dietary fiber.
It's Lisa for a third time. Finishing my scam rant. I think in general, like avoiding unknown numbers, like to see if they leave a voicemail.
If you
have to get back to you, you can just call them back. And a third thing that I've been thinking about is like if like you think your bank is calling you or Amazon, you know, whoever, and they're telling you like something major, I think it's fair to just say like, hey, thanks, but I'm going to like hang up and I'm going to call like, or just hang up and like call, go through their customer service or their fraud. Like this happened to me once, like my credit card numbers got copied or something. And my bank called me, left a voice memo saying, hey, there's been suspicious activity on your account. We need you to call us and confirm. But I didn't call the number that they left. I don't even know if they left their number. I just like looked at the back of my credit card and called the service number for theft and stuff. I think that's a good idea. Like even if you think it's legit, like your bank or whoever, always like it's okay to hang up and call a number that you know for sure is safe. Like the worst that'll happen is maybe you just get that you're just talking again to the person that called you the first time. But better safe than sorry. Okay, everyone stay safe out there. Don't put money in a shoebox. In general, if a shoebox is involved, it's probably not legit. That's my life.
That's such a good point.
For the FBI or the CIA or whoever. Maybe pause and reflect. Okay, I love you guys.
Yeah.
The pod, it's so much fun. Okay, everyone take care. Bye.
Yeah,
that's a really good point.
Shoebox involved.
Yeah,
it's a scam. It's a scam.
Yeah, probably not real.
God, man, I want to go back to Japan.
I know, me too. I've been wanting to go forever.
So nice. Okay, next a message.
Hello, ladies. This is Jordan calling.
Hi.
You are well. It is my birthday today, and you know what that means? It means that the queen, Ally Siegel, has her birthday coming up.
Oh my gosh. Happy birthday, Joran.
My birthday.
That's how I remember my birthday.
Based on Allie's birthday. So anyway, Ally, have the happiest of birthdays.
Oh, thank you.
Keep on trucking, girl.
I'll try.
Love you guys. Bye.
Wow. Happy birthday, Joran.
Happy birthday, Joran. Yeah, Saturday's the big day.
That's how I know it's my birthday, is because it's Allie's birthday.
Yes, it's Allie's birthday.
Okay, next message.
Hey, what colors? It's Dina from Toronto, just to have another breakdown.
Oh, no.
I actually pay a therapist, so I should probably stop calling you guys when this happens. But
no, it's okay.
I don't remember if I told y'all or not, but my mom's Alzheimer's has gotten pretty bad. And,
sweetheart.
Canadian healthcare is amazing, but we don't have enough resources. And there's no space for her in a home right now. So the move that my dad has to make is calling 911 and then just saying, don't bring her home. So they literally just have to keep her in a hospital until space opens up in a home for her.
He
had to just make that call. And, man, it fucking sucks.
If
any of you out there have a loved one who has Alzheimer's, I'm just sending so much love to you because this is awful. This is the worst day. And 2 years ago today, I had to put down my soul cat of 16 years, too. What a fucking awful day. Anyways, I'm sending so much love to you all, no matter where you are in life right now. Some of us are going through hell, and some of us are doing great. And you know what? I'm just sending love to all of you. Keep pushing forward, one foot in front of the other. No matter how bad it gets, we can keep going. We can keep pushing through, even when it feels like we can't. We've got this. We have a 100% success rate of making it through every day. Let's keep going. All right. I'm sending love to you all. Okay, bye.
Oh, that's so sad. Aww.
We're sending you so much love back, and we love you so much, and we're here for you. And don't stop calling, you know, the community and me and Melissa. We're here for you, and we're sorry that, you know, your family and your mom and you are dealing with that, and we're sending you a lot of love and strength. No, it's not easy.
Awful.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And we hope that a room opens up soon.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing about Canadian healthcare is that it's free and it's great, but there's not as many doctors. Like you have to wait a while resources, to get yeah. appointments, and just so that's Oof. Kind of a bummer.
God, if anyone is in Canada who listens and has any resources or
yeah.
knows of any places, you know, connect. We can it help feels each like other.
Denmark or Sweden are like the only places that have like good healthcare.
It's crazy. Yeah.
God, like figure it out, people.
Oh God.
Okay. Next.
Message. And Thailand, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Becky from England. Hello. Maria, Melissa. I just listened to your voicemail. Anyway, I just listened to the episode, and I like thank everybody for their kind words, and I just don't feel like I'll put the message across right. I don't know what was the woman out there. I don't know. But I just sounded really half-assed about it, and that is not how I feel at all. In fact, there's been quite a lot more lovely messages mentioning me and well wishes and everything since I left that one. But I just want to make it extremely clear that I think you're all absolutely lovely. Like,
you made it clear.
And
yeah.
every time I listen to an episode and I hear, like, oh, Becky, I heard your message, hope you're okay, anything like that, I'm like, wow. Honestly, it puts the biggest smile on my face.
That's so nice.
I just can't even explain how nice it is. So I'm lovely. Sorry, I'm walking the dog. I don't really know how to express how amazing it is, and I'm just so glad that I found this podcast that many years ago. I'm just so grateful just for Ali and Melissa anyway, just for hearing me out and validating my feelings and everything. I don't know what else to say. I just think you really helped me a lot, and I really appreciate it.
That's sweet.
And I hope that comes across a lot more genuine than my last
You're
message.
You're genuine.
Even though
yeah.
genuine, it didn't sound it, mate,
we believe you.
Anyway.
You guys are so funny.
Some weird thing that I just want to share with you. Yeah. Sorry, I'm gasping. I really need to get fit. God, I am so unfit.
You just had a baby.
You just had a baby.
I spend most of the day on the sofa now. I'm just gasping going up the stairs. Yeah.
I
anyway,
do.
So, I'm in this Facebook group. I've only heard the noises too much.
Facebook group?
I'm in this Facebook group called Baby's Due December 2023. And it's amazing because there's all sorts of good stuff in there. Like, if you're worried about summer, you can post and people can help, or you can see funny stuff or scary stuff or just get help and just sort of feel like there's tons of other people in the same boat, which is great. But I've seen something on there today that has disturbed me to my core.
Uh-oh.
And I just have to share it and disturb you as well.
Oh, no.
So I'll read it out word for word. Okay, so this is the person in the group. Right. Yo, my spouse's uncle kissed my baby on the lips and proceeded to say that he imprinted on her like Jacob in Twilight.
Huh? Okay, there's a part two. Wait. My uncle kicked my baby and imprinted
on her? Kissed my baby on the lips.
Oh, I was like, said, kicked? It's like, why?
No, and said that he had imprinted on her like Jacob in Twilight. That's disgusting.
Thinking for more than a second. Ew, right?
What?
That's disgusting.
Some girl has posted that my partner's uncle kissed a baby girl on the lips and then said, I've imprinted on her like Jacob from Twilight.
That's disgusting.
Just in case anyone lived under a rock and hasn't seen Twilight. Basically, it's this wolf thing where they get attached to somebody and that's it. Like, they're mated with them for life in a way.
Ew.
And they don't have to do anything physically. They just can randomly imprint on someone, including babies.
No.
How weird is that?
That's so weird.
It basically means that they're destined to be together. And obviously, it was some weird joke, but what's wrong with people?
That's disgusting.
Seriously.
Ugh, people are gross.
Honestly, like, I thought that is a one in a million minging thing. But my partner actually told me that somebody from his work, well, bear in mind, is, like, almost 40, said, like, they were having banter, and then he said something to Chris, like, you won't be laughing
when me and y'all, when Anna, what, you won't be laughing when me and Bella are settling down in 20 years.
No, don't say that.
What?
He was basically making a fucking joke that he was going to be with our baby girl in 20 years' time when he's now 40.
That's disgusting.
That's
why?
Freakish.
Men? No.
Men?
Okay? Stop it.
Stop no. it.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that because I just didn't realize that it was a thing, and apparently it's a thing.
Oh,
men make jokes about getting with babies in the future.
Oh.
Very weird.
Gross.
Love you all. Bye.
God, men are gross.
That is fucking sick and weird.
Like, if anyone... If anyone,
yeah,
knew,
right?
Or like a someone I know, like made a joke of that, like to Ripley, I would never talk to them again.
Lose it, yeah. No, that's so weird.
Oh my God, men need to stop.
Yeah, that's
men
freak
need
show
to stop.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Mikey.
Mikey?
I am a really big fan of the show, and I always think about calling and leaving a message. I always want to, like, plan it out and have something, like, a big rant to go on, but I'm just calling for the moment because I'm having surgery tomorrow. I've been thinking a lot about Floor and Becky and all of their medical stuff that they're going through right now, and I'm really open about all of my medical journey that I've been going through. I have had 7 surgeries.
Whoa.
And 11 procedures within the last 5 years.
Wow.
And you know, maybe I can get into it in a later call because I'm really emotional right now because I'm having surgery again tomorrow, and my last one was just a month ago.
Wow, God.
But tomorrow I'm getting my tonsils out and my nasal passages widen, and the recovery is supposed to just be awful, and I am like not prepared at all. I've just been like in denial that I have to have surgery again so soon. And so I'm just running around today. I have a babysitter for my two girls at home and trying to get some stuff that I need last minute. I'd always like to get them a present open in the morning.
That's sweet.
Or when I'm gone after I have surgery.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm not going to be able to talk for a while after this surgery, but I'm glad that I finally just like got up the courage and broke the ice and called. I would, I'll call back and be a little more coherent. The next time I call, I'm going to get cut off in a second here, but
perfectly coherent.
Again, my name's Mikey, and I love the show. I love the Mail Day episodes. I love Bimbo News. I've never seen an episode of 90 Day Fiance, and I just love you guys. And thanks.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of surgeries. Man.
Yeah.
Tonsils and nasal passage.
I don't know if it's the same surgery I got. Because mine
you
wasn't
had a
really
balloon
a surgery.
Put up there?
I had a balloon sinusplasty, which is like temporary, and I don't think it worked. I don't think it worked. But if hers is an actual surgery, they can put like stuff like cartilage or like actual things in your nose to
crazy. Do you have your tonsils?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
Yeah. I never got mine taken out.
I never did either. Wow. Well, we're wishing you luck, Mikey. Yeah. And call in again when you're feeling better. I'm sorry you're going through all this.
Next message.
Okay, just kidding. This is Mikey again. Just let myself be cut off like that. Anyway, I love you guys. Having surgeries all the time sucks, and just want to give support to everyone out there who's going through any medical crisis, medical issues, and I'd love to call back and talk more about that another time, but I won't be able to talk for like the next 2 weeks because I have a lot to say on it.
Please call back.
Maybe next time I'll share like my Instagram. I talk a lot about really openly about my journey.
Drop the Instagram.
Sort of normalizing women's health care and just that it sucks. So,
seriously.
Anyway, thanks you guys for having this platform. I love you and love everyone out there. Okay. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah. Call back and let us know your Instagram and what you're going through. Cause it's definitely a topic of discussion that we like to investigate and know about.
Yeah. Drop the at.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of women's healthcare, I just touched my eye and like something weird was on my finger. And now my eye burns in case you're on
the
Patreon.
It was a jalapeno.
Yeah. It was a raw jalapenos salsa I was eating this morning.
Okay, two messages left.
Woo.
Here's the first.
Hey guys, it's Carson City Brittany Bitch, and
hi.
I'm watching the Super Bowl with my husband, and I'm irritating him because we have to keep pausing. He's like grumpy pants right now. Yeah. Anywho, speaking of pants, SpongeBob SquarePants is hosting with Patrick the Super Bowl. I know you guys talked about this on the Bimbo News, and that majority of people hate. I'm a little drunk. Travis, do you want to say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
There he is.
He's my favorite.
He's a shy guy. Anywho. Oh, fuck. I'm going to regret this. Okay, I'm good. All right, so, SpongeBob course, and Patrick are hosting, but yes, Taylor Swift, T-Swift, Swiftie, is, of course, at the Super Bowl, supporting her mans, Travis Kelce, as we all know, but... I'm not going to tell the joke. This is supposed to be a 15-second thing. We're at 1 minute and 58 seconds.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not what it was. It said, I'm going to need a tailor because I ripped my pants.
What?
Love you guys. Bye.
That's what she...
That's good. They seem like they're having a good time.
Oh,
what a joke. What a joke.
Worth it. That was worth it. Okay, last.
It's her again.
Of the day.
Hey, guys. It's Carson.
I knew it.
I was drunk last night.
Yeah. This is the day after the Super Bowl. Monday, February 12th. 10:07 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Anywho, I drunk called you last night, and you I'm did. Not sorry about it.
Good.
Anywho, what was I calling about? Oh, more childhood movies. So I was calling to see if anyone's seen these movies. Probably, maybe. So one of my I love like chimps and orangutans. Still do. I love orangutans. They're my favorites.
What?
They're so sweet. I feel like they're the most wise and amazing of the apes.
Did you say movies?
Yeah, I feel like chimps are like the trash.
That's an animal, right?
Of the apes, but they're still entertaining. But they're really trashy and petty. The orangutans, I feel like great. BC's Gracie, my kitty, and she wants to be friends with her so bad, but Gracie is just not having it. Anywho,
Dunstan checks in.
Oh, right.
He's like a single dad to two boys, and they lived in this like 5-star hotel. And there's this guy who is a guest that's staying there, and he trained Dunstan, this orangutan, to be a thief. So like the orangutan sneaks into people's rooms and like steals their jewelry. So there's that one. And then another favorite of mine was Ed, and it had the guy Joey from Friends. I don't know any. Oh, Jason Alexander. I know his name. That's George, but I don't know Joey's real name. From Friends. I was never a Friends head.
No
shade to anyone that liked it. I just didn't like it. I'm a Seinfeld head though. So Dunstan checks in was the first one, and then Ed was the second one, and it was a fake chimp. And he's like they get him as like the mascot for the baseball team that Joey from Friends plays on. But then like they see he can throw baseball, like he's got a hella good arm. So he becomes like the pitcher. So there is that one, and he winds up living for Joey, and Joey hates him, but then he comes to love him. And then another one. Here, I'm going to call back because I'm going to end, and B's freaking out. Let me see if I can calm her down.
Wait, that's the last mess. Wait, wow. Dunstan checks in?
Yeah, and then the movie Ed with Matt LeBlanc, which has an incredible poster. It's Matt LeBlanc high-fiving a monkey.
Oh, yes.
And they're both in baseball outfits.
I don't know that I've seen that.
I've never even heard of it. I've heard of Dunstan Checks In.
I've heard of Dunstan Checks In.
Ed is a deep cut.
Dunstan Checks In. Well,
I have a lot to watch today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because who's plays the kid? Oh, why did I think that was Jonathan Taylor Thomas? It's not.
I thought it was Jonathan Taylor.
Who's Eric Lloyd?
Wow, that's like a Mandela effect thing. I totally thought it was Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, weird.
Oh my God. Ed has like one out of... Ed on IMDb has a 2 out of 10.
Oof.
that's how you know it's good.
That's not a good.
The chemistry between Matt LeBlanc and Ed, the monkey, is inconceivably wonderful.
inconceivably wonderful.
That's a deranged, that's a crazy thing to say. All right, guys, we'll keep on calling in with your favorite monkey movies. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.